Thanks, Roland. Good morning, everyone. It is 10 a.m. on Thursday, April 8th, 2021. I will call the regular meeting number 0275 of the Port Lauderdale Drainage District Commission to order. We continue to operate under the governor's proclamations for COVID and health protection, but more specifically, we're also operating now under OPMA 20-28.15 for Phase 3 Healthy Washington Plan that still mandates that the Port Ludlow Fire Hall remains closed to meetings. Therefore, this is a fully electronic meeting. Prior to continuing further, let me go over the agenda itself, and then I'll go ahead and ask for a roll call and so forth. Item 1 was a call to order, which we just did. Item 2, roll call. Item number 3 will be agenda approval. Item 4, which is the agenda itself and the at least half of the business that we really need to conduct today, includes engineering, old business, commissioner's reports. Item 5 will be the consent agenda. And then item 6, signing the documents, that will be done independently by commissioners within five days of approval. And then the executive session for which we will suspend this meeting and go into executive session. And then finally, meeting adjournment. So with that overview, I'll ask for roll call. Position number 1 is open. I'm Don Forbes, Commissioner number 2.
Deborah Hellison, Commissioner 3.
Tammy Brown, Recorder.
Nancy Lockett, okay, District Engineer.
And then do I have a motion to approve today's agenda?
Chairman Forbes, I'd like to make one correction to the agenda and then one request. Nancy pointed out that when we get to the engineering part of the agenda, the inspection of the beach outfalls was actually performed on April 1st. So, Tammy, when you record the minutes for this meeting, be sure that gets noted as April 1st for the date. And then I would like to move the consent agenda up as the first item after approval. The reason being we do have some other callers who are coming in a little later, and I think they'd be more interested in hearing commissioners' reports and old business rather than consent agenda.
Okay, so your proposal is to move that up to item number Okay. And then just this is nothing to do with the agenda per se, but I noticed that in terms of signing documents, as we do by DocuSign, I don't have an approval for the vouchers themselves. So if we could check on that before the meeting is over. I want to make sure I have everything ready to go here. All right. So with those suggested changes to the agenda, I'll go ahead and second. All those in favor of the amended agenda signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, we have an approved agenda. So let's start with the consent agenda under item 4, which we've now 4A. That includes approval of minutes of our two meetings in March, 273, 274, as well as a voucher summary. That includes items 20-023 through 034, totaling $22,971.63. That breaks down into we have a payroll in the amount of $366.81, services of $4,644, and the loan payoff, which is a major item in this entire amount of $18,004.38. So with that quick overview, we'll take all of these in order. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that motion, specifically the consent agenda, is passed. Now we'll go back to the remaining items under the agenda, beginning with engineering, and I think, Nancy, this is yours.
Don, remind me, the first item on the agenda is the culvert, the Crossroad State Road?
I'll go through them for you. And the first one, while it's under engineering, is really a commission direction to you as the engineer of record, the discontinued review of the Jefferson County building permits. That was something we did on behalf of the county as a courtesy for a number of years. It wasn't required. We weren't reimbursed, and so we were paying for to do a service that was outside of our specific mandate to the benefit of the county, and we've elected to stop doing that. I think that's the only update, unless you want to add something. And then the next two items, Nancy, are Oak Bay Road culverts and then the inspection of the beach outfalls.
Okay, so let me just address the first item. I did notify the county via email that the district is no longer going to be doing project reviews. There were a few that had already been received that I finished up. And then there was that issue about the property on Resolute Lane, the erosion control that the county had requested assistance from the district, and I did let them know that the district wasn't going to provide any service regarding that. One thing to note is, I think it was in the January minutes, it's stated that Yard Dogs is going to do the erosion control on that property. That should be clear. I don't think in the meeting you ever indicated that. I don't know how you correct minutes that are that old, but that should probably be a correction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So going on to the Oak Bay Road culverts, I haven't talked to the county yet about that, but now that it's kind of up around the list here, I will get in touch with the county and just to refresh everybody's memory, there's a couple cross culverts on Oak Bay Road that discharge to the east side of the road onto private property, and there's no conveyance system on the east side. So what we'd like to work with the county to do is to either block those cross culverts or put in a baffle, so only on really high flows would stormwater come across the road. But I will get in touch with the county about that. And then we did the beach walk last week, Thursday, April 1st, and looking at the structures that the district has installed, the one structure at Pope Condon and the other one at the Libby Court, they look to be in really good shape. They're doing a good job of preventing any further erosion on the bank. And in fact, the Libby Court one is doing such a good job of dispersing flow that it's getting kind of buried in vegetation. If you weren't like walking specifically looking for it, you might miss it. So, I mean, that's a good sign that it's doing what it was intended to do. We did note, there's two culverts off of Montgomery Court that we noted, when we did the beach walk several years ago. Don, you recall that the district didn't install, and we have no information about who did install those outfalls. They're 12-inch HDPE, and they're also in very good shape. And then the last thing is we noted a lot of the private properties have, you know, drainage that they've extended out over the bank. Some of them probably more effective at getting drainage over the bank than others, but there are a lot of those. I'd say a good 70% of the properties along the bank south of Montgomery Court have some sort of discharge over the bank. So I will write up a report and compare the pictures from the last time we did the beach walk to today, or to last week, and identify any areas of concern. We also visited the outfall that comes across Oak Bay Road, and it's the discharge from the ditch that comes down Walker Lane, turns west down Oak Bay Road, and then it goes across Oak Bay Road, basically a little bit west of the marina. We visited that outfall, and it's an old, looks to be 3-foot diameter CMP pipe, corrugated metal pipe, that was probably installed when they were logging, or at least when they platted the property. So it's been there a while. The very end of the outfall has broken off and is laying on the beach. And then the outfall that's still in place, the end of it, there's some evidence of corrosion on the bottom of the pipe. And that's one of those projects that has been on the list is, you know, potentially a joint county project. It's probably more a county responsibility than the district, but we were able to get to that outfall and have a good look at it.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. Are there any questions or comments related to Nancy's report? What I will ask, getting back to Nancy's first item, Tammy, if you could go ahead and correct the minutes from the earlier meeting and submit those for approval at our next, our June meeting, that or May meeting, that should, I think that's the most expedient way to take care of the correction of minutes.
I will do that.
Next, thank you. Next item would be old business. Deborah.
Yes, I just wanted to give a little update on the records retention program. So we have, Mary has completed the review and sorting of the various materials stored at the Beach Club storage area, and she has successfully moved everything from 2018 forward into electronic storage. So anything prior to 2018 has been organized by its disposition authority number and also by its common records retention schedule. And she's organized it electronically in such a way that I think it'll be fairly clear to anybody looking at the electronic files as to when something gets moved to the Washington State Archives versus when it gets marked for destruction. So the way she organized it was actually to really help us facilitate in the future how these records are stored, retrieved, and then moved over to either long-term storage or destruction so that we don't, you know, just keep piling documents on top of documents. The one exception is that a lot of the original engineering blueprints and infrastructure we kept within the files at the Beach Club just to have as reference material. They're actually quite cumbersome and bulky, so try to move into electronic wasn't really a good use of resources time, but the one file cabinet we have there can easily accommodate those records. So for electronic storage, we've also, besides, you know, creating our own backups. Some of this is from the use of the website as well as the computer and a other drive system, a storage drive system. We've also referenced offsite accounts where some of the same information would be available, things like the state auditor for annual reports, the insurance company for insurance records, payroll tax accounts, HelloSign, which shows all of our minutes and resolutions and vouchers that are signed, and then the meeting recordings. Again, besides being on the website, they're also stored with our vendor for the free conference USA that we use. And then finally, just wanted to update that emails, you know, we're really looking that every commissioner is responsible for organizing their own emails. We have worked, or Mary has worked with the Archives Department, state agency to kind of acknowledge that sometimes emails are more what are called envelopes, where they're just carrying the information, such as the minutes of the meeting, et cetera, versus when are emails the content that needs to be stored and recorded as a public record. So Mary will be putting out a policy or guideline as to help commissioners figure out how to best organize their email content. And then the second policy that she'll put out for review, Chairman Forbes, over the next couple of months is the administration of the electronic records so that in the future anybody can look at it and kind of figure out her filing system. So I'm just giving you a heads up, Chairman Forbes, that there'll be two policies or guidelines being routed to you sometime in the next couple of months prior to our, I guess, our July meeting, at which time then we can make final decisions as to accepting them. But if you would work with Mary with any edits or comments that you might have to make sure those documents fit your needs, and I will be doing the same. So that's all I had for records retention, where we're at with that.
Excellent. Thank you. Anything else under old business? Not hearing anything, we'll go to commissioner's reports. Mine is not on there. Mine is typically brief because my focus is on the inventory and generally that it relates to just outreach or response to various property owners. This time, since our last meeting, I had only one request from a property owner. She was looking for some general information, so I responded by email. And while I would normally have gone on the beach walk this year, I elected not to, so Deborah could, because she's not had the opportunity to see that end of our inventory. So that is the end of my commission report, and I think the three stated items are all yours, Deborah, so I'll turn it back to you.
All right, so there were a couple of items that I actually put on the agenda, and then there are a few others for my report, but to start, the annual report was filed with the state auditor, and we got the notice that it was complete and accepted. That was done, I don't know, a week or so ago. The insurance, we've had a couple communications from Enduris. One is we had to complete this year's schedule review and exposure updates, and I did that last week. And then, Chairman Forbes, you would have gotten this as well, but there was circulated to us the proposed changes to the master agreement. I did a quick review of that, and I didn't see anything that was going to adversely affect our coverage from last year, previous years. But This new master agreement will be voted on at the Enduris board meeting May 16th. Once they've accepted this new master agreement, they will send us a copy, and we will need to sign and return that. So, Chairman Forbes, if you could just be on the lookout for that to be sure to sign and return. It is a requirement that we sign it, accept it, to be sure that our coverage continues into 2022. You had noted, or Nancy had noted, that you needed to make corrections to a previous set of minutes that Cami will work on. And there's one other. There was a Cami caught that there was a mistake made in the February meeting minutes, and she will be correcting those, and they will be on the consent agenda. She'll send a report to both commissioners saying what that correction was, so that at our next meeting, the February meeting minutes will be re-signed. The county has been telling us since November of last year that they're making a switch to a new accounting system. Originally, it was supposed to be rolled out in January of 2021, at which time our financial group began to prepare for that switchover, putting together, you know, our QuickBooks program and our reporting information as to, you know, our accounts. But now the county has informed us that that change isn't going to be made till June 1st. So right now we're pretty redundant, the county and our financial consultant are preparing a lot of the same information. But so far the county's just moved the rollout 1 month at a time. So it's been kind of hard for us to look at when our documents take over versus theirs, but hopefully that June 1st, they'll be able to meet that deadline. So the financial reporting, which I did put on the agenda, is that our account balance as of March 31st was a little over, or just under $236,000. And of that, what I wanted to note is that so far the assessments for the year, only 8,500 have been collected as of that March 31st date. So we still have 51,000 in outstanding assessments to be collected over the course of this year. And so the loan liability that we just paid off through our consent agenda, that will drop the overall account down substantially, but that will be picked right back up as the assessments come into the county and are credited to our account. And then the last item just wanted to make note of is that Cami had been allowing us to use her Port Ludlow office for the last several months under an agreement that we had with her. But because we've been able to remove a lot of our files for electronic storage and clean up the file cabinet, the beach club, I sent Cami a notice that a two-month notice that we will no longer be using her office. It was very helpful. It made it easy for Cami and Mary and I to get together, review what needed to be done with the different documents, but we will terminate it as of, I guess it's probably the end of May. So that was all I had for my report.
Excellent. Thank you, Deborah. And yet again, because you're carrying the administrative load and there are so many things going on now, not only do you put in a considerable amount of time, but your reports are quite helpful because of the extensive amount of work that you're doing. We're nearing the end of the meeting, so let me just briefly summarize where we're going from here. We've already taken care of the consent agenda. I think I had verbally said we'd make it 4A, but that's really not appropriate. So for the record, we dealt with consent agenda as item 4, and the items that we just discussed under the agenda would now become item 5. So we'll note that in the minutes for approval next month. That leaves us three items left: the signing of documents, which I noted will be done individually by commissioners, executive session, which I'll introduce momentarily, and then meeting adjournment. So those three items are yet to go. At this point, with a brief prologue here, we would enter executive session. So our guests, please note that you will be on hold or drop. You could drop off at this point because there's really nothing left except the meeting adjournment. Purpose of our executive session will be to continue a conversation about the potential suspension of the commission itself. The record notes that last month we had the conversation. The intent is it's a longer-term issue for us, and that is we continue to find ways to streamline our overhead costs of running the commission so we can use more of our budget for the direct service maintenance and engineering requirements. As it now stands, our annual budget is approximately $85,000. Our direct service, that is engineering and maintenance, is less than $40,000. So we have more than 100% overhead in managing our business, and that is primarily to respond to the various statutory requirements that come with being a public commission. The suspending this commission is a potential option would alleviate most, if not all, of those expenses while allowing the continuation of maintenance and engineering. So the in executive session we're about to enter will be a conversation between the commissioners, among the commissioners and legal counsel about the various issues that we need to consider if we continue to go forward. We expect that executive session to last up to 45 minutes. So at this point, I would ask that we suspend our regular meeting and enter executive session.
So, Chairman Forbes, I just wanted to, say that I will be putting, or will be changing the mode of this call to the executive session. And what it'll do is put any other callers on hold. So as you had mentioned, they can stay on the call. And at the end of the 45 minutes, we will reconvene and go back into a normal mode where everybody can hear. But I also wanted to make sure that the RCW 42301101i is the RCW that this executive session will be operating under.
Commissioners, I'm sorry, Nancy, can I? This is Nancy. Do you need me in the executive session? This is the first time I've heard about the suspension. I mean, other than the email Don sent around this morning or last night. So would you want some input or not?
For the purposes of this, Nancy, I think it's to explore. We're still in the very preliminary stage, and it's really to explore some of the legal issues with counsel per se, not any of the kind of the working issues that we might have to consider as we go forward. So I think you can drop off at this point, and as I noted earlier, when we come back into our regular session for our meeting, the only item left is to adjourn the meeting. So I think you're free to go now.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, so both of the attorneys are on the line. So, Chairman Forbes, is it all right with you if I change it over to the executive session? I would ask, Cammy, would you just stay on the line for a few minutes to make sure that once I change this mode over that you cannot hear the conversation between the attorney and Chairman Forbes and myself?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Are you ready, Chairman Forbes?
Sure, let's go ahead.
All right, I just wanted you to know that my dashboard is showing that the Cammy and the other caller who did not sign in as hosts are blocked from hearing this. And the other caller just dropped off.
All right, thank you. So it is 10:31. We now are officially in executive session, and its stated purpose is to discuss with legal counsel the risks of affirmative proposed action. So, Scott, Andrew, I trust that you're both here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Forbes.
Sorry, it took us a bit longer to get through the regular meeting than we had anticipated, so thank you for your patience. Andrew, you gave us a good overview before by email of some of the issues we wanted to confront. We wanted just to take a deeper look at some of the things. So it might be helpful, even though I just briefly stated a few minutes ago what Deborah and I are looking at, and then the conversation can go from there. As early as, or as long ago as maybe a year and a half to 2 years ago now, we started looking at various options for reducing the administrative load for managing the district. When we were first chartered, the intention was we really build an infrastructure that would allow runoff from common properties to get down to Puget Sound without adversely impacting private property. And so for the first years of the district, that was really what was occurring. That is, we were in the construction mode, and then we were obviously a special district because we needed to have a revenue source that came through taxation. But at this point, because we're done with capital construction, we're a maintenance organization. As I stated earlier, maintenance and engineering are less than $40,000 a year, so we've got over 100% administrative overhead in order to just meet the various requirements of being a special district. And let me go back because I want to make sure we get this correct in the minutes. We ended our executive session at approximately 11:18. We anticipated it would be a 45-minute session. I think it was something like a 47 or 48-minute session, but it took a bit longer to make sure that we had all the legal requirements stated for us before we left that session. So, with that, we have one item of business left, and that is the adjournment of the meeting. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned, and it is now 11:20 a.m. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you next month.
Bye-bye.